Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to At The Movies with me, Umar Paganampake Pagan. Last week, when attending a special press screening for the Singaporean movie Apprentice, I managed to catch up with the director, Bu Jun Feng, as well as both of the lead actors, Wan Hanafi Su and Fir Rahman.
Hello, my name is Bu Jun Feng. I'm a director, and I have my second film, Apprentice, which is showing at GSC Cinemas.
Hello, hi. My name is Fir Rahman. Saya sebagai pelakon utama filem Apprentice, membawa watak Aiman, seorang correctional officer who is working in a prison under the wing of the executioner, Mr. Rahim, played by Wan Hanafi Su. Yes.
Hai, assalamualaikum semua. Salam sejahtera. Nama saya Wan Hanafi Su. Saya baru saja habis buat premier Apprentice di GSC. Okay, nak tahu lebih lanjut pasal Apprentice? InsyaAllah, lepas ni.
Jun Feng, that was absolutely brilliant. I think my hair is still standing on end. It took you 5 years to make this film. Mm-hmm. And the research process must have been absolutely intense. Mm-hmm. In your conception, 5 years ago, why was this a story that you wanted to tell?
For me, I think it's very important for society to be looking at issues, especially even if the issue makes them uncomfortable, because a lot of these issues pertaining to the law or pertaining to human rights are things that affect fellow members of the society. For me, when I do my films, not just Apprentice, but my other works as well, I feel that film as a medium gives a platform to an issue, and it allows the possibility of the issue being humanized, and therefore the issue no longer remains just an issue, but when an audience watches the film, it becomes a human experience. I mean, I'm also very concerned with capital punishment, and it became a very natural topic that I wanted to explore.
So Wan, am I right in thinking that you are the first Malaysian actor to walk the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival? Is that right?
Okay, that statement, it doesn't come from me. That statement was made by the director of Cannes itself, Terry Framor. When he introduced me to their colleagues, he mentioned that he's the first Malaysian actor that having world premiere in Cannes. So hearing that, I feel numb. Kebas rasanya, betul. Pasal saya tak, all this why saya tak terfikir yang saya ni orang pertama. So, okay. Kalau dah jadi orang pertama, saya happy sangat. Dan saya rasa kalau saya boleh share happiness saya dengan pendengar, lagi bagus.
Malaysians like Singaporeans have a very casual relationship with capital punishment. Mm-hmm. I think for the longest time, we were told the same things, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, if you have capital punishment and you do this to drug dealers and drug traffickers, then it'll stop. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where our relationship stops as well. We just kind of take it on face value.
Right.
In the 5 months since the movie's come out in Singapore as well, what has the response been like from Singaporeans to you who have seen this movie? Has this movie change their mind at all? Because there is zero preachiness in this film, man. And I think that's why I love it so much. Mm-hmm.
What the film is, or rather what I was attempting to do, was for the film to provide a different point of entry to the issue. I think, like what you said, how the issue tends to be framed always just ends up becoming a rhetoric. And rhetorics end up becoming just very, very reductive ways of addressing an issue that is far more complex and far more nuanced.
Well, you get the us versus them.
Exactly.
But you don't get the human side to it.
Exactly. And also, with the point of view of an executioner who is, in many societies, still a job that exists. And here is a person, a human being, who is empowered to kill on a routine basis, not just once in his lifetime. What does this do to the psyche of this person, of this human being. I was genuinely very curious about that. And I think in Singapore, when it was shown, it definitely gave people a different reason to contemplate the issue. I don't intend to preach with the film. It's not a film that is didactic. If you were extremely for or extremely against, you may not be particularly satisfied with what the film is saying. But to me, it is that middle space, that middle ground that quite often we neglect.
One, so you play the chief executioner,
okay,
at this prison. As an actor, tell me how you felt pertama kali walking into the prison, into the gallows.
Bila saya dapat skrip, saya cakap, oh yeah, this is interesting. Pasal ini saya langsung tak terfikir yang saya nak diberi peranan kerja sebagai hangman. Saya rasa ini bagus ni. So we go through the script. Oh yeah, this is very interesting film. Cuma dia cantik lagi bila terlibat dengan satu production yang melihat betapa pentingnya pre-production. So they give me time. Saya rasa saya turun naik Singapore hampir 3 bulan deh untuk pre-production. Di situ saya berpeluang berjumpa dengan the real hangman, which is of this off record, which is sepatutnya kita boleh jumpa. So daripada situ saya try myself, belajar, dig lagi daripada jiwa orang yang bekerja sebagai hangman, dan saya pinjam pengalaman dia.
Your image of the hangman before you met him and after you met him, how did it change?
Yeah, it changed a lot. Because if I'm not mistaken, dulu saya pernah berjumpa dengan satu orang yang boleh saya tanya dia, apa you kerja? Dia tak beritahu. Ini di Malaysia. And saya suspect dia bekerja di prison. Dia kata, yes, dia bekerja di prison. Di bahagian mana dia tak beritahu. And orangnya cukup-cukup tough. Dengan misainya. Oh, yo. Tapi the hangman dekat Singapore saya jumpa. Oi, 360 degrees. They are different. They are very jovial. And itu yang buat saya suka sangat, pasal tak jauh sangat. Saya pun macam tu. Orang duk tengok saya dalam filem, saya serious. No, you got me wrong, man. Saya dekat luar, I'm not that kind of serious. You can ask my daughter. Saya kelakar. Saya suka buat jokes. Tapi bila diberi peranan on screen, orang tengok saya serious.
One thing I noticed about the film, which was a very interesting choice on your part, it is very light on music. What was your decision process in doing so, in keeping the music as a point of punctuation as opposed to have it constantly there like so many modern movies that we see today?
I think when a film inherently, when a story inherently has a sense of tension.
Oh my God, there's a lot of tension.
Music might not be necessary. I think the way I use music is in underscoring a certain moment, especially psychologically for the protagonist, Ayman. That's how I wanted to use music. Actually, in the film, you will hear that there are two kinds of music. One is an instrumental, very cello-based kind of a music, and it's done by a French composer who is, actually, he does a lot of cello work for Pina Bausch, the dancer, and he did a very beautiful, sort of a very lyrical motif for Ayman as a character. And the other kind of music, which some might consider closer to sound design, is this very low frequency, a very dark psychological sound that we created. And it was created by a British composer, Matt Kelly, and how we needed this sound to kind of draw the audience in psychologically closer and closer to Ayman.
And of course, the sound of boots, which I can imagine to be the pervasive sound in a prison. I love the way you use the sound of boots constantly throughout the
boots
film as well.
Boots and locks. And actually, there was a very interesting sound that was used in the gallows. You will see that in the gallows that there are two rotating fans. They're always there. And my sound designer, she proposed a very interesting sound, which was the sound of a helicopter. So you will hear this very low frequency, boom, boom, boom sound, which really draws us into the character in a very evocative way. It's not literal or symbolic in any way, but it's just extremely evocative. And that was what we were going for.
So Fir, this is your first movie. You've set the bar very high. Congratulations. It was a great job.
Thank you.
Tell me about your prep in getting into the role of Aiman.
Okay, we went through a few interviews with the family of those being executed. The ex-hangman himself.
Was that hard, speaking to the families?
It's hard for us, actually, because I'm looking forward to it, but actually I'm not, you know, that kind. I'm still not prepared. Looking at their face, you know, you know that they have lost their loved ones. But it's been few years, so the wife of the one actually have moved on already. Apa yang saya ingat, kata-kata dia ialah, you know, their husband said that, because it's because of drugs lah, their husband said that, you know, it's better that I'm being caught and I receive the capital punishment rather than in prison for life. It's about...
Because then she can't move on.
Yes, and you tak tahu bila ayah akan keluar, you know? Yes, it's good, it's better for me and for you that, you know, it's a capital punishment for me lah. So itu yang sampai tengyang-nyang dekat kepala saya ni, macam, wow, that is so heavy lah. You know, so it's important for me and Mas Turamat to talk to these families, because we are portraying someone, a family yang kehilangan bapa dalam cerita Apprentice ni lah. Yeah, so daripada situ, and also with the script reading by Jun Feng, and I think Jun Feng did a very good job in writing this film. Seriously, it's a very good angle, and also his words, apa yang dilimpahkan oleh saya, apa yang dilimpahkan oleh Abang Wan as Rahim, I think is the words yang enough to send shivers down your spine.
What is it like working with Jun Feng as a director?
Oh yeah, Jun Feng, awesome. Jun Feng, they're very...
Because one, you've been spoiled, right? Ada Jun Feng, Dan Syed.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Those are incredible directors.
Yeah. Jun Feng, very sentimental. Very sentimental, but very firm. Dia tegas, dia dedicated, dia perfectionist. Dia mesti dapat apa yang dia nak. Dan saya sangat suka bekerja dengan orang yang saya selalu cakap, director, as a director, you just let me know what you want. Bila you say cut, if I look at you, you must tell me you dapat atau tak dapat yang you nak. Kalau you tak dapat, you cut and whisper to me. Kita buat lagi sekali. Macam tu. Daripada just, okay. Tapi Jun Feng, very perfectionist, very sentimental. Pada saya, Jun Feng ni orang yang banyak mata. Dia lensa dia banyak.
Okay. Ini pun kali pertama saya berlakon dengan Jun Feng under his direction. And he's very soft-spoken. And I really love his way. Because for me, as an actor, we have to have that special bond with the director. We have to. Because kalau tak, sesebuah scene atau sesebuah film atau drama tu tak akan menjadi dengan, you know... And we have to respect each other. We have to respect the decision of the director. And the director pun nak kena tahu apa emotion yang the actors went through. And he helped me a lot. In fact, all of us. And it's very subtle lah, cara Jun Feng and the way he directs us. The way he wanted me or Aiman to portray is actually... what he is lah. Aiman is actually him.
You've said that you personally are against the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But as a writer, do you find it particularly difficult to humanize the executioner?
I mean, over the course of researching, I met a couple of former executioners. I remember before I met the very first one, I was very nervous because I've read about him before, and this was a man who had essentially killed hundreds of people in his career, in his lifetime. And I was going to shake his hand, you know, and I was very nervous. But 5 minutes into the conversation, I forgot that he was the hangman. Because here was this very loving, funny, very jocular grandfather kind of character, like an uncle you meet at a coffee shop, you know. A lot of jokes to tell, a lot of stories to tell. And I realized after that that I I really needed to humanize this character and not impose my own values on this character, because otherwise he would just be a caricature.
Did the movie change you in any way?
Of course. Of course. This is what I want to share. Okay, sebelum ni, before this, my take on capital punishment is, yes, I agree to it 100%. Life is for life. You know, masalah drug trafficking ke apa, memang membinasakan keluarga. You know, thousands of families broken up because of...
Because that's what we're taught in school.
Yes. So, memang patut pun. But after I went through, after I read the script, after I went through as Aiman, after I went through of interviewing these people, after I went through as Aiman lah, senang kata, it's still grey area to me. I'm still confused because I still feel, I tak cakap 100% I'm against it. But half of me said that, you know, they should be given a chance, just like what Aiman said in the film. You know, what if they really want to change? What if they really want to change?
The film is primarily in Bahasa. You wrote the script in English. Mm-hmm. And I suppose your casting kind of led you in that direction.
Exactly.
As a filmmaker, are you not particularly fussed about the language?
Where this film in particular is concerned, it was really just about the chemistry between the two actors that I could find. And so we were casting, quote-unquote, colorblind. We were looking for Chinese actors, Indian actors, Malay actors. And so long as they sounded Singaporean, it would have been fine. And so Wan Hanafi had to also work on his accent to sound closer and closer to how we speak in the South. And I think ultimately, I think if a film and its characters are compelling, it should transcend language. I mean, after all, this film, you know, it premiered in Cannes, it's been doing well in Europe, in North America. It did very well at the festivals in Australia as well. And none of these territories speak Bahasa. But because the story is, I believe, compelling enough and it speaks of a human truth, I think that transcends culture, it transcends language, and I think that's what cinema is about.
Apprentice is now in cinemas. You can catch it at GSC's international screens. That's in Mid-Valley, Mega Mall, Pavilion, Wan Utama, Geni Plaza in Penang, and Dataran Pahlawan in Melaka. Go check it out. It really is quite exceptional. You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.